MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A Hobbs man is facing multiple felony charges after an alleged shooting and a two-hour standoff over the weekend. 33-year-old Uni Zalata was arrested Saturday on charges including attempted murder, aggravated battery of a household member, bribery of a witness, tampering with evidence, false imprisonment, and criminal damage to property. He also faces a misdemeanor charge of resisting, evading, or obstructing an officer. Hobbs police say Zalata went to a home on the 300 block of North Houston Street early Saturday, where he argued with the victim over alleged communication between the victim and Zalata's spouse. He then refused to come out when officers cornered him, even after officers identified themselves repeatedly over loudspeakers in English and Spanish. Police reported seeing him peek out the windows several times before he was taken into custody. Police say Zalata's spouse told them he threatened to kill her if she reported the incident or told anyone what she had seen. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling for a ban on new data center development in rural parts of the state. Abbott made the call during a campaign stop in East Texas. It goes further than a regulatory framework he unveiled earlier in the month, which would require data centers to add their own power generation to the grid, pay for their own infrastructure, reuse their own water, and follow measures like setbacks to limit their impact on residential communities. Abbott's push for a rural ban comes as several rural Texas counties and activists have tried to pass their own moratoriums and have called out the legislature to give them more local control over where data centers can be built. And organizers behind the annual Roswell UFO Festival say this year's event was a success. The festival ran July 2nd through the 4th, filled with booths, shops, shows, and contests to paranormal enthusiasts. Roswell Main Street says preliminary numbers show more than 12,000 people attended. And the New Mexico State Fair is now taking applications for one of its most popular contests, the Green Chili Cheeseburger Challenge. 8 restaurants will be selected to compete head-to-head on September 18th to decide which cheeseburger reigns supreme. Restaurants have until noon on July 17th to apply, but only brick-and-mortar establishments are eligible, no food trucks. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.